Hello and welcome to this edition of the Manager's Essentials podcast. A very croaky one from me today, but hopefully you'll forgive me. I'm here today with Anne. Anne is one of our HR partners, but is also a member of our mediation team. We're going to be talking about the university's mediation service today. So Anne, thank you for talking to me on this podcast. Can you tell me a bit about the mediation service here at the university?
So the mediation service is set up a number of years ago. It's open to staff and students who found themselves in a difficult situation that they might need some help with. We've got about 16 accredited mediators that actually volunteer with the service. They're all employees from the university and they come from all different types of roles, so academic and PSS staff. They've all got a variety of different day jobs. Over the years we've successfully mediated a number of cases which have been referred to the service. We actually run a co-mediation model at the university, which means that when a case is referred to the service, there are two people assigned to it that you'd meet and talk through your issues with.
So you'd always meet two mediators?
Yes, yeah.
So how does mediation help to resolve conflict at work, in your opinion?
So it's an impartial process, so and the mediators are trained to help people resolve issues that they haven't been able to resolve themselves by other means. So it's an informal process, but it's a supported and structured process that aims to help people work out for themselves a solution that works for everybody. It's entirely confidential. And we try and create a very safe environment where people feel able to discuss their issues and to work through their problems to find answers for themselves, really. No notes are kept, there's nothing held on a file anywhere. It's entirely confidential, and that's a real key issue about how it really helps enable the process to be successful, that people feel that they can discuss things openly without it being recorded or used in any other forum.
So managers listening to this might be a bit more familiar with the process of people raising grievances when there's conflict at work. This sounds quite different. How does it differ in your view?
It is very different. It's an entirely different process. It's completely informal and it's entirely voluntary. And it really provides people with an opportunity to sort out problems without actually using any formal procedures, which, as we know, can take some time. And actually, the grievance procedure often means that the people that are in conflict don't actually get an opportunity to sit down with each other and actually just talk about what the issues are. Mediation is definitely a much speedier process than the grievance. It might take no more than like one whole day out of your diary, and it leaves you completely in control of what is finally agreed, which is different to the grievance process, which, you know, might end up with someone else making a decision for you.
So if you were an individual going into mediation, what would you actually expect to take place during your mediation session?
So once everyone's agreed to take part in mediation, a date is arranged for you to meet on a one-to-one basis with both of the mediators, and then the mediators talk to you to find out more about the details about the situation from your perspective that you found yourself in. And once those one-to-one meetings have taken place, if everybody agrees, then what we have is a joint meeting where all the parties concerned come together with the mediators, and at that joint meeting the mediators encourage everybody to participate, and they work with each party to enable them to give them the opportunity to express their feelings and concerns and to look at the problems that they're facing and then try and move them towards a mutual solution of the problem. And it's the mediator's job to support and encourage and facilitate that to happen. But the ideas for the solutions are generated by the people actually taking part in the mediation. So the mediators don't tell people what to do or what people should do. It's entirely generated by the people in conflict as to what the resolutions might be.
So you've been a qualified mediator for many years, both here and in other organisations. I realise you're bound by very strict rules of confidentiality, but can you tell us anything about the sort of situations that typically get referred to you in mediation?
I've had a variety of different situations between individuals or actually between within teams. They typically look like something where the working relationship is broken down in some way, maybe a personality clash, communication problems, also instances where people feel they may be being bullied or harassed. It's always really good to use mediation as early as you can in any sort of disagreement, which always means there's less chance of the actual working relationships breaking down completely. But actually, cases that are referred late also work, because mediation can be used to rebuild relationships, for example after a grievance or a disciplinary process. So really the cases are all around people's interactions with each other and how people perceive each other and how people communicate with each other. And really, the earlier you can use mediation in that type of disagreement and conflict, I think the better it is for the people involved.
Are there any circumstances where you wouldn't recommend mediation?
Yes, there are. There are certain things that actually might just need to be resolved by like a management decision. For example, we couldn't like change people's job descriptions, or we couldn't change structures to departments or anything. But what happens is, when a case gets referred to the mediation service, an initial phone call from the mediation service to the people concerned explores the case before really deciding whether it does go ahead.
If a manager is experiencing conflict within their team, how would they know if mediation was an option for them to try?
I think what I'd say is that they should get if they're not sure, they should just get in touch with the mediation service and have a discussion about it, or maybe get in touch with their HR partner and have a discussion about it. It's always worth, before discounting it, actually to have a discussion with somebody that knows a bit about how it works, just to see if the issues can, you know, could be referred to the service.
And how can they get in touch with the mediation team?
So they've got an email address, which is mediation@manchester.ac.uk. And if you email them, they will give you a call.
Fantastic. Anything else you think it's useful to share with listeners to the podcast about mediation?
From my perspective, I can't recommend it highly enough for getting things sorted in a quick and efficient way. I'm sort of continually surprised about how long people let disagreements fester before asking for some sort of help. I think the university is in a privileged position to have its own mediation service, and it's a great resource for anyone in a difficult situation. So I would encourage everybody, if they need that sort of support, to please use it.
That's great. Thank you very much for talking to me today. We'll be back soon with another edition of the Managers Essentials podcast. Bye for now.